Six Nations elected council says that the upcoming 59th council will need to make a swift determination on Six Nations stance in regards to Bill C-53 passing legislation. Bill C-53 is an act respecting the recognition of certain Métis governments and to give effect to treaties with those governments and to make consequential amendments to other acts and allowing those who identify as Métis to share the rights of First Nations peoples. Chiefs of Ontario, who have opposed the bill, have sent a request to First Nations to provide their stance on it by Friday, November 17th. Six Nations elected council have voiced their opinions on this matter and had its council members travel to an Ottawa rally to oppose the bill in late September. Six Nations elected council CEO Nathan Wright says that he was sitting on the Chiefs of Ontario political committee, but since his appointment as CEO, no member of Six Nations elected council currently sits on the committee and that a new member of council must be appointed. CEO Wright detailed the bill and where it currently sits in the House of Commons.
The bill is in second reading, and through the parliamentary process, it goes through first, second, and third reading, then it goes to royal assent. So right now, they're putting this in a study phase. So they're pausing it, and they're going to go to standing committees, where a clerk is in charge of kind of putting a schedule in place for First Nations to comment on this particular bill. What the bill does is essentially give Métis a number of rights that we have as First Nations. The bill actually takes it further to give them those rights.
Wright gave his concerns with Bill C-53, and in particular, it giving the rights to those who identify as Métis to have the right to access of land.
The other piece I think is important, especially for the new council, is there's, in my advice, my advice now would be to also deal with the Indigenous factor within the government of Canada, because that's the crux of the issue. You see in their title, and there's a lot in the title, Indigenous and Northern Affairs now. They used to never be called that. In addition to that, by allowing and going forward and really not kind of highlighting things, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People has that in the title. So the government of Canada has taken control of an action plan. So there's a number of areas that are impacted that resulted in Bill C-63. So at the end of the day, if passed, the Métis will start sharing the rights of First Nations as well, in particular, which is a huge concern, the right to access the land, our land.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bombery says this issue is time sensitive and shared her concerns with the bill as well.
This is time sensitive. We have to have a repeat next month. So I think the sooner we get this meeting going, the better. And the part that really concerns me is what Nathan alluded to, and that is Métis, if this passes, will have more rights or the same rights as us. And the funding will be shared, so therefore First Nations will receive less funding, and that will hit everybody right across the board. They also are after land, and they also take, they've claimed, I think, almost 100% of BC and Ontario. So there's lots of court dates in there and stuff we have to read and be sure about before we make our collective decision. But this is really a time now. We should have been on top of this and working on our collective position on this. So I think the more we get this, the sooner the better, I guess, Nathan. And we have to work together.
Councillor Pellis-Bombery spoke to involving the Six Nations community on this issue and for its feedback to submit an official stance before the deadline date of November 17th.
I think the more information we have, the better. And it's time sensitive for next month, as well as we need to bring the community along. We've issued one document, but we need to meet with the community. Someone needs to get this all together, slide presentation, and we need input from the community so that they know how important this issue is.
Six Nations elected council says the matter will be brought back before the new council this month, and a determination will be made on the official stance of Six Nations in regards to Bill C-53.